All right, welcome to this week's lesson. And what I want to tell you to do this week is to kill your time machine. And now what I mean by that is I was doing a private session this week and I noticed that the person I was speaking with was saying, I want to look like I looked 20 years ago. And that instantly sends up red flags for me. And I started to realize this is so common. This is so common where people want to look like they looked when they were 18, 20 years old. They want to look like they did 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, okay? Now, that's a nice thought, all right? And I understand the idea behind it. And I don't want to seem like a jerk or I don't want to seem insensitive. But we need to get over the idea that you're not going to look like that, okay? We can't go 20 years into the past. It just is impossible, okay? However, we can change now. We can lose weight, firm up, become more flexible, become healthier, become better looking, become more confident, become happier with ourselves, be more energized, become stronger now, okay? And that's going to be a different picture. What I mean by that is that when you think, if you're always referencing you want to look like you looked when you were 20, and that's what you're always thinking about in your mind, and you start a new diet, you start a new exercise plan, and in your mind, you're saying, I want to look like I looked when I was 20, okay? And that's the picture you have in your mind. What do you think the ultimate result's going to be? If, say, you're 40 years old now, okay? No matter how great that diet is, no matter how wonderful that exercise program is, no matter how well you stick to it and follow it, no matter how great your results are, you're never going to look like you looked 20 years ago, and that's okay. And that's what I'm talking about, is feeling okay with that, becoming comfortable with who you are and becoming the best you that you can be right now. Because there's so much pleasure in that. That's what I want to stress. And I know that not only do I think people obviously will reflect back to when they were younger, not only do they think about it in the most rosy way, right? So people have a tendency to think about when they were 20 and everything was absolutely perfect. Meanwhile, when they were 20, they thought, you know, their stomach was too big or their butt was too big or whatever, okay? But that's okay. So people look back and they put these rosy glasses on. But the other thing is that we live in a society and a culture that worships youth, okay? It makes it seem that this is what matters most, is looking young. I think we can agree on this, that this is a message that's constantly coming at us. And so we need to intentionally, okay, with a great deal of awareness, be vigilant to eliminate these ideas out of our own mind, that we're not going to be 20 years old again, and we don't want to be. Because the process of life moves that way, okay? It moves in one direction. And so while you can look incredible at 40, while you can look amazing at 50, you can look, you know, stunning at 60, it's a different image in your mind. It's more appropriate, it's more accurate, it's more realistic, okay? And what I mean by that is it's not just realistic, it's truthful, okay? So I don't want to say realistic as in don't set your expectations high. I don't mean that. I mean that to think that you're going to look like you looked 20 years ago is an impossibility. And if you're always trying to do that, it seems that you always will end up disappointed. Whereas if you focus on how you look now, who you are now, okay, then you can start on a track and you can start getting results that make you feel good. Okay, but remember, you know, the things that happen, the weight loss, how you look, is only part of the equation of how you feel about it. You know, so much of it comes down to what do you expect out of yourself? What are you imagining the results are going to be? And again, if you're always thinking, well, I'm gonna look 20 years old again, then it's a guaranteed setup for failure and frustration. Okay, so you need to be careful. Now, how do you do this, right? So let me share with you, because again, you do have a culture that's giving you this message that you wanna look young. And what I'm gonna suggest to you, A, find role models of people that are your general age group that look great, right? Either they're really healthy, they're in great shape, they look good, they're attractive, they're confident, whatever the qualities that you appreciate about them are, and begin to notice what they do. Notice what things about them you would like to be able to model and do as well, okay? Now, the other thing is to see yourself as this new person. This takes a little bit of effort. Okay, this is the programming side of it, because, you know, there's this idea you have of yourself when you were younger and you've had that, maybe you've experienced it, and now you've kind of created in your mind, you know what that looks like because you've put the time in and you know what it looks like, it's easy. It's easy to pop up in your mind. Things that we know are already there. We don't have to put the effort into learning new things. Well, to create a new image of yourself now at this age, looking the way you want to look is going to take a little bit of effort and thinking, but it's so well worth it. Okay, I want you to start saying, I want to be 40, I want to be the 50-year-old, I want to be the 60-year-old who's in phenomenal shape. This is who I want to be. And this is a real goal. Okay, this is something that's really possible. So this is where it gets exciting, is because now you're going to start trying to accomplish something, you're going to be moving towards something that is real, that is truthful. Okay, not something that is an illusion. Okay, like trying to look, you know, 30 years younger. Right? You can look great for your age, you're never going to look like a teenager again. All right, that's just not the way it works for us. Okay, as humans, we have to move in one direction, and the people that seem to do it in the most happiest way seem to be comfortable with every stage that they're at. All right, so that's what I need to think about. So the way to do this, to put these new ideas in your mind, this new image in your mind, is to see yourself in the life you lead now. Okay, the situation, you know, the relationships you have now, the people that you interact with regularly, the places that you go, the activities that you do. See yourself in your life now, but see yourself as the person who you are moving towards, the person you want to be. The weight, the look, the clothes, the way you move your body, the health, the strength, the flexibility, all of these things. See yourself as that person. Right? Now, I'm going to say, because again, and I'm very sensitive to this because I've worked with this so many times with people, and at first it almost feels like, you know, they're getting kicked in the gut with this, because as a motivation strategy, they've always thought, well, if I eat well, if I exercise well, I'm going to look like I did then. And as soon as you take that away, all of a sudden you've taken away their main motivation strategy that they've used for years. Okay, so I don't want you to feel that way, because what I want you to do is I want you to start to feel comfortable with who you are now, the age you're at now, the situations you're in your life now, and work on improving them, making them as good as they can be, okay? So to stop saying, well, I want to be this completely different person, and start saying, I like who I am, I just want to be the best person I can be, okay? And that from where you are now to that best person could be this far apart. So, I mean, they could be completely different things, but you want to start with a sense of acceptance, love, for where you're at now. Okay, you don't want to start with a hatred or a dislike for who you are now. Okay, you can love who you are now and want to change. All right, remember that. And make this new goal for who you want to be. See yourself as that person and make it age specific. Okay, see yourself at the age you're at now and see yourself getting all the results that you want. Okay, so take some time at the end of this lesson here and take a few moments and see yourself the way you want to be now. Okay? See yourself how your body's going to look now with the weight loss, with the toning, with the flexibility, with the strength. Okay? See yourself now with that body, with those results. Okay? And install it into your life. See what your life would be like with that body, with that motivation, that confidence, you know, that success. Okay? So do this, and I'll talk to you next week.